Well, even the Earthhousers are tell like, oh, eventually she's going to leave us behind.
She'll
She's going to be a
outgrow
bigwig.
us. Yeah, she'll
Right.
outgrow us.
She's already, you can already see it happening. She's not here. She's doing friggin' media interviews on the
Yeah,
Space
she's
Today
on
show.
Space Conan. She's on Space
Wait.
Conan.
Yeah, someone pointed out that looked like Conan. Like, I don't think so. But you know what? I'm going, for the
If
sake of. Hey.
you were gonna do anime Conan, you'd do so much more with the hair.
Plus, Conan doesn't wear turtlenecks. But anyway.
Yeah.
But yes. She's out there doing interviews, doing the whole thing. She's barely even there. She's not taking care of the tomatoes. And when she comes back, she hires someone else to take care of the tomatoes. To which point I said, "You bitch!"
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. It is time once again for the recap from Mercury, our weekly dive into The Witch from Mercury, the latest and greatest in Gundam TV technology. And I am Scott, and joining me is Jabman025.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. I should also mention that we are brought to you by RightStuff.com and the Robot Damashii Gundam Ariel action figure available for pre-order right now. Absolutely. That will get shipped to you. That ships at the end of January, but get your pre-order in now. Use the link in the description so they know I sent you. But otherwise, we are here to talk about Gundam Episode 10, Circling Thoughts, directed by three people this time, Sung Hui Son, who is a bit of a, who worked on Valrave, he worked on IBM, he worked on H. We have Ryo Ando, who's worked on this show already, but you might remember from 86, SD Gundam World Heroes, the OVA version, Gundam Re-Rise Season 2, and a fellow named Kotaru Matsunaga, who is a weebabby. He is such a weebabby. He has only 5 credits. He has only directed episodes in something called Love Live! Super something Season 2. I think that's one of them girly shows, right? With the waifus.
No idea.
No idea. But this episode starts with Cathedra saying that their job of hunting witches, they're not going to do the witch hunting. So, our boys are just like, well, if we can't do anything about Delling, we'll just murder him. That's what we're going to do.
Did anyone else catch this? Shadik's father basically comes up and asks all the obvious questions. Why haven't we shut this down? Guns are illegal. Why haven't we done any of this? And he's listing off all the things that should be done, which aren't because Delling is not doing it. Who is the Dominicus? Dominicus? Dominicus. Mm-hmm. He says, why aren't they hunting down the witches? I'm like, who? Is there a team out there whose sole purpose is to hunt down witches?
I bet. I bet they have scary little mobile suits. Maybe white ones. Maybe black ones.
Help me remember. What's the awkward, stereotypical villain of the Shakespeare play?
In this one, it's the Duke of Milan. But
no. There's another one. It was a stereotype of a foreigner. I forget what it was.
Oh, we're talking Shylock?
Shylock, was it?
Yeah, Shylock.
Shylock. There's
Jewel
a Gundam
Malta?
Shylock coming.
Yeah,
maybe that's
maybe.
It. There's a Gundam Shylock coming. Like, okay, where would that be? And I see these guys. Oh yeah, that's where that's at.
We get the opening theme, and we find out that it's been 2 months since the last episode. Mirin has been very busy being a CEO, and which means that Suleta is in charge of watching the plants. And in charge of testing the robot legs. They have already built some robot legs.
They got robot legs going. We have, I do like that she's dealing with the tomatoes, and she's being super cutesy. And even for old Shadik walks in, he's like, man, you are one of a kind. There is nobody quite like you.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. No one likes Suleta.
And I like that they have Suleta squat on top of the legs and basically run a ninja warrior course.
Oh, I think it's literally a Boston Dynamics course. I think it's one of the Boston Dynamics robot test grounds. Like the tilt tables are definitely something I've seen them make the robots do in the promo videos, where you're like, oh yeah, these things will chase me. The cops will tell it to chase me, and I will lose because I am a robot.
And so when do they bust out the hockey sticks and try to knock over the legs?
Oh, that's going to be the question. We then get the line, just Suleta forgetta, Suleta, which, so it rhymes in Japanese, and it's corny and it's adorable. But what's great is that if you watch, there's already 6 different subtitle tracks on Crunchyroll for this. Check that line in every subtitle track.
It gets better and better, huh?
They try. They do try real hard. The Portuguese one, I think, really chef's kiss.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but Suleta forgetta. It's like, okay, we have reached peak cornball, and I love it. And probably the best part is they look, there's a sudden pause, they look to him, and everyone starts busting a gut. Choo-choo laughs so hard she damn near throws up. He's laughing. Like, you okay over there, Choo-choo? Something go down the wrong pipe?
So then we find out that was one of the things on the list. The to-do list returns.
Oh, and the Earth House is upgraded. Now they've got a bull.
They did buy a bull.
Like that cow. Now we got a bull friend. Okay.
All right. You know, they've got plans. They've got plans. Look, obviously they can't just leave it all up to the goat.
Well, obviously they've got enough money to feed the goat now, at least. So that's turned out well.
Yeah. Speaking of money, our next scene is Mio and her dad talking about the quarterly financials. Apparently the shareholders are already expecting dividends. They've literally had one quarter in operation, but great.
$255 billion. I'm not expecting, if I'm divesting some money into that, I'm not expecting, you know, a crap ton of money, but I'm expecting something.
In the first 3 months, they barely have prototype legs. Oh, their only asset is a goat and a viral space tube video.
And hey, that viral space tube probably got some money. I'm sure the goat, if you put that goat on a t-shirt, somebody would buy it.
They're not selling Gundam goat t-shirts, what are they even doing?
Right. I mean, come on, the merchandising rights alone. But yeah, like I said, they need to show some investment. But anyway, Delling is 100% helping his daughter, you know, giving her advice, telling her what to do and what not to do. And like, I understand that, yeah, he's doing this partly because he's an investor, but at the same time, like, this is interesting.
Yeah, this is him being nice. And why would he be nice? There's no reason for him to be nice.
Unless.
Absolutely not. Unless. You know, just unless.
Unless they plan on killing him off and they want to make him the nice guy before it happens.
Yeah. Like, let's just show a glimmer of him being a decent human being before we explode him.
Nice.
That's got to be it. Mirin has bought a boat that she's not going to paint her boat. She's frugal. And then she's hired her smuggler pals who work for some group called the LSA. I don't know what that means yet. We just know it's a group with a name.
And I like that the smuggler pals like, okay, what's your real deal? What are you really doing? She goes, oh, don't worry. You'll find out.
Oh, we're spying on you. We're just spying on you.
Yeah. It's like, everyone's like, you're spying on me. Yes. Are you going to cause any harm to my business? No. Okay, fair enough.
Fair. All right. We then see that we've got a scene with Lauda and the brunette bully girl who is moving around. We do not see the blue-haired bully girl, which means that, as far as we know, still on those stairs. On those stairs. Just gone. Check on her. She's dehydrated.
I swear, 2 episodes, and now she's going to sit up and go, oh, what the? Oh, crap.
School's going to be venting atmosphere, alarms going off, and that's when she wakes up.
All right. We go to Earth, which we haven't really been to. We've seen Earth on video, but we've never actually...
Before we go to Earth, we are introduced to a new character, Bob.
Dum, dum, dum.
Bob.
No. I've been holding on to this line for 3 days. I'm getting it in. Hold right there. Bob. No. What happened here is our boy said, you know what? Fuck the van. Fuck the river. And fuck this shit, I'm Bob.
Either he is, you know, just thrown away everything and decided to live under assumed name. Or dad set him up as an undercover boss scenario where he's actually going to have to work under a fake name and learn the whole business from way down at Bob the Temp levels to eventually Junior VP Synergy.
I think it's more of, what, you're going to send me off to a no-name job, which I don't want to do anyway, so screw this, I'm out. Now, knowing what we know is about to happen, I'm 100% sure this is his father going, okay, you need to get out, but I can't tell you why you need to get out.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite. We'll get to the post-credit scene when we get to the post-credit scene. We go down to Earth, where, someone on Twitter pointed out the exact school, the exact subway station they're showing, and the exact school, Google Earth style. I did not bookmark that tweet. I don't know where in Japan this is, but it is definitely they Edmontoned us again. Just drawn over Google Earth images.
What I find interesting is it's a wrecked out, screwed up, destroyed school, and the girls walking through it, which we'll get to them in a minute. But you see, okay, this is standard school stuff, but you see a lot of hospital beds.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot of IV bags. I'm like, okay, something really, really bad happened here. Yeah, and the place is completely destroyed.
Or someone's using it to do something bad still.
Yeah, also possible, considering who these girls turn out to be.
Yeah.
But someone pointed out on Twitter, it's like, does anyone notice that these girls look like gender-flipped Amuro and Camille? Or the one that looked like Amuro, like brown hair, is like, I don't see it. And I look at Camille like, holy crap. That's gender flip Camille.
Yeah. That is probably the case. That might be a bit of a visual shout out. So Shadik has decided to reach out to this sketchy school turned farms turned weird hospital to do space crimes. He's contracted them to do space crime. Specifically the crime of blowing up, doing murders, just blowing up. Yeah. It's the planet Equeta. It's some sort of mobile suit factory where Delling will be.
And where the Ariel is being repaired. Which is like, okay, there's a lot of important things happening here. This ain't good.
It ain't so
bad. Yeah, and Shadik flat out, you know, says later, but I'm jumping ahead a bit, like all of his girls are asking, okay, so this is really what you planned all along. He goes, yeah, we're breaking up this group. The whole dual system is going to be meaningless from this point forward. The whole organization, we're trashing it. We're starting over. And we're going to put ourselves on top. I'm like, okay. His designs were much bigger than I expected. I thought, okay, he's trying to take over and put himself at the top. No, he's trying to sweep the deck and start over, which is a lot more ballsy.
And here we find out that Nika is also some sort of space criminal. No. She is at the school to facilitate space crime.
No. I refuse to believe. No.
This is what Shadik was holding over on her. She's sponsored by space criminals. She's facilitating space crime.
And he even says that farmer, terrorist, murderer dude who flies up in a Jagan of all things later is a father figure. I'm putting that in quotation marks for the audio version. Father figure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, no. Just no. No. I refuse. I reject your reality and substitute my own. Meanwhile, version 5 pops up.
Well, first we get a little scene of Belmeria tuning up the legs with Suletta. And Suletta, well, she almost gets to a question about what Suletta could do in the last fight. And then she gets distracted by an alert on her phone, and she runs off to take care of the plants again.
No, we're not ready to answer those questions. You got to wait a few more episodes.
Yeah. And then we get LN5, who is aggro. He very aggro. He read the file and decided to do a thing.
And considerably creepier than version 4, and even in the original. I mean, yeah. the one who's talking to him is like, oh, we just selected him because his personality is wicked, just like yours. Like, I don't know. He's a little like, if regular Elon's a 7, this guy's an 8, 8.5, on the creepy factor.
This guy's a little dialed up, and he's doing what he thinks he's supposed to. He's asking Celeta on a date. He's pointing out, you know, he's... you know, questioning just how loyal Mirren might be.
Well, even the Earthhousers are telling, like, oh, eventually she's going to leave us behind.
She'll outgrow us. Yeah,
right.
She'll outgrow us.
She's already, you know, you can already see it happening. She's not here. She's out on, she's doing friggin' media interviews on the Space Conan.
Yeah, she's on Space Conan.
Yeah, someone pointed out that looked like Conan. Like, I don't think so. But you know what? I'm going, for the sake of...
If you were going to do anime Conan, you'd do so much more with the hair.
Plus, Conan doesn't wear turtlenecks. But anyway.
Yeah.
But, yes. She's out there doing interviews, doing the whole thing. She's barely even there. She's not taking care of the tomatoes. And when she comes back, she hires someone else to take care of the tomatoes. To which point I said, you bitch!
Yeah. So Mirren has hired some gardeners. And Celeta's really mad about it. She spent 2 weeks.
Bitch.
She spent she probably watched a lot of YouTube videos about how to do gardening right.
Yes, and Celeta was so proud of how good a job she was doing. She had a timer on her phone, like, oh, time to water the plants, drop whatever the hell you're doing, and go water the damn tomatoes. Understand? Those are important friggin' tomatoes. They look amazing. But she was proud of this. She was like, was looking forward to showing her how good a job she did. She wanted to give her a friendship keychain. If you want to go beyond friendship, fine, call it whatever you want. Point is, she was looking forward to having her back and showing her how good a job she did and getting praise and getting her head patted. I don't know.
Yeah, no, she worked really hard, and she was so happy, and Mio just doesn't get it. This is it. This is what I love about this episode, is she's back, and it's like, yeah, no, I bet that was really rough for you. We can afford guys, though. So you don't have to do that. Like, she thinks she's doing her a favor back. It's like, yeah, no, we're done. We got this covered. You said you wanted to date Elon. You can go on a date with Elon. Don't duel him, though. He's you know, he's on the team. And she even says, like, hey, now that Elon 5 is kicking, she doesn't know he's Elon 5. And now that Elon's back from wherever Elon was, he can split the work doing the testing on the gear, too. Look.
Yeah.
And what it reminds me most of is First Gundam. Where Bright's just like, Bright and Mirai are talking, like, we're putting Amuro through too much. Start training other people on the Gundam so he can take a break. And Amuro's, like, whole sense of value collapses, and he runs away and hides in the desert and eats beans. He's sad. Gets seduced by, you know, Hamon.
Right, well, especially, this is a really sheltered girl. And, you know, this is the first time that she's been praised for her actions. Going back to that text article we did a episode back on a few weeks back, she was saving people's lives and they weren't very nice to her. She was literally risking her life, flying out to keep people from getting boiled alive in Mercury. And she saved all those lives, and even they didn't give a rat's ass about her. When she gets here, she gets thrown in space jail. The most popular boy picks a fight with her. Everyone's kind of a jerk to her. Nobody likes her. She's so lost. Now, she's in a house with friends. She's checking things off her list. She has been given value by piloting the Gundam, by helping out here, by doing all these different things. And she comes back and says, okay, we're going to take away a bunch of those things from you. It'll be great. You'll be fine.
Yeah, all the things that are like really, all the things that are good about your life, you don't have to do them so much anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but what will I do?
All the things that make you feel good and important and people praise you for, you're going to do less of them.
This is good. It's so good. Because it's a literal misunderstanding, and you can't, like, you know it's going to be bad because there's only 2 episodes left before they do the break. And it's like, oh, this is going to be messy and I'm going to love watching it. And it's not dumb. It's not contrived. But it's going to be good.
And I saw people on Twitter and the internet saying, oh, no, she had to have seen that interaction with, name escapes me all of a sudden, version 5.
Yeah.
in the version 5, she had to have seen that and was like, oh, that's why she was said, no. No, this isn't like some, oh, I saw her hanging out with that boy, so I'm going to, you know, distance myself. No, no, no. That's the worst part. She really thinks she's doing a good thing.
Yeah, she knows Suleta doesn't know anything about plants. So I'm not going to ask you to do the plant thing anymore.
Right.
She knows it's a lot of work. She knows it's a lot of work testing the machine. She doesn't have to test the machine anymore.
Right. She thinks she's helping Suleta. It's like, okay, I put too much on Suleta's plate. I need to back off a little. Like, I get what you're trying to do, but these are the things that make her happy. If it makes her overworked, she's happy. Who gives a rat's ass?
So good. Just good writing. Good writing right there. Points for that. And then Delling meets Prospera, and then we get the song.
Hmm.
That just Delling walks in to talk to Prospera, and we get the song.
And Prospera, I've been waiting so long to meet you. Like, oh crap. So let's wrap this up. Delling has gone to the place where the Gundam is.
Yeah.
Prospera's there waiting for him, and we have multiple different companies with a hit out on Delling's head. I don't think Delling's going to survive maybe this next two episodes.
I don't think he's making it. I don't think he's making it.
No.
And then after the song, Bob the Temp, for now I am merely Bob, drops some lunch off at the bridge.
Bob the Builder drops off the lunch. They tell him to go get something to eat, or it's going to be a while. And then I stop writing my notes. I was like, okay, we're done. It's like, oh, post-credit scene, I wonder. Oh, two Gundams pop up. Two that look very similar outside of a color change, and they have different weapons, which means we're getting both those models.
Yeah, these are the Elfrith Thorn and Ur. They are designed by Ebikawa, coming back from Gundam 00.
I thought those looked Gundam 00-ish.
Yeah.
They reminded me a lot of the Dynamis, the both of them did.
Yeah.
But one goes right up to the front cockpit, points a heavy arm style machine gun right up to him. A Jagan, or at least a suit that looks a hell of a lot like a Jagan, pops up, fires the comm system, says, you are now under the control of the Dawn of Fold. Follow all instructions and you will be safe. And the girl says, or not, and you can die.
Tune in next week. Not next week. 2 weeks from now. For right. The Witch from Earth.
The Witch is from Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, what freaks me out is Dawn of Fold is not the same organization that we were talking with before. How many things are out there?
Again, we've got the factions of the Benrit group. We've got some sort of Cathedra and the Dominicus, which may be Benrit, maybe independent. The Space Cops from the second episode. We've got, who else we got? We got the LSA, and we got these guys now.
It's getting busy.
It's getting pretty wild.
Immediately, I thought LSA, okay, LSA and Dawn of Fold are the same. You know, when I first heard Dawn of Fold, oh, that was the group I was talking about earlier in the episode. I rewound it. LSA. Wait, what? How many players are on Earth? What?
Yeah, and we're going to get... We you know, our new pal, our new friend Bob, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. And he's going to do something dumb. Bob is not a smart boy.
No. There better not be a ball-type machine on that ship, and he's going to go all Shiro from 00's. I'm going to take out a ball and fight these things. Those are two Gundams, you dip-switch.
Those things that cut you to ribbons, buddy.
Right. And I really like the looks of those suits. I'm glad. I was thinking, man, those look a lot like 00 suits. They don't look like anything else here. But yeah, if it's the same guy from 00. Okay. But yeah, okay. Twists and turns, my friend. Twists and turns.
This show's getting close to the midpoint, and they're tightening. They're tightening screws, and I like it. Like what they're doing.
Well, like I said, a few episodes back, somebody grabbed the edge of the rug. Haven't pulled yet. They just planted their feet.
Yep.
They're getting ready.
All right. So we will not be back next week because there is no episode, and I don't think they're going to sneak us any short fiction. Also, I'm out of town. We will be back the week after that with the witches from Earth. And again, I want to remind everyone, we are sponsored by RightStuff.com or also the Robot Time Machine Gundam Mario Melba Suit action figure. Comes with many fine accessories. That pre-order will ship at the end of January. So, again, use the link in the description so they know we sent you. Otherwise, see you when we see you.
Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to the audio version of the recap from Mercury. It's also available live on Jabman025's YouTube channel. Feel free to join us on any of our recordings in the chat. Otherwise, I'd thank you to leave a rating, a comment, or a review wherever you found it. Share it if you'd like as well. The music in this episode is by Punk Rock Opera. Check them out on Bandcamp. Until next time, have a good one.